You just might have heard that there's a production of a 19th century semi-operatic event going on in Austin, and it's presented by the Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and Rafe McPhail here is going to tell you all about it. So good morning, Rafe.
Good morning, John. We're very excited about Rudigore, a parody of 19th century melodrama, which was written right at the height of the Gilbert and Sullivan collaboration. In fact, a long-running and still-selling-out production of The Mikado was taken off the stage at the Savoy Theater in 1887 to make room for this new and original supernatural opera.
Supernatural. Well, then everybody will love it.
Well, it's a combination of a ghost story and a Victorian romance. And Gilbert had a lot of fun sending up the conventions of mid-19th century melodrama with dastardly aristocrats, pure as the driven snow heroines, mad ladies in the village, and all of the sorts of conventions that made melodrama a dominant dramatic form.
Dudley Do-Right to the rescue.
Exactly. That's the latter-day incarnation.
Okay, so let's have some of the music that's associated with this production. And we've got a lot of people to call upon, so who do we have first?
Well, we're going to
start... Or whom do we have first?
We're going to start with Corinna Browning, who is our Rose Maybud. She is the heroine of the piece, and she was a foundling. She was found on the knocker of the workhouse door in a plated dish cover and a young age with nothing in her possession except a change of baby linen and a book of etiquette. And in her Act One aria, she explains how this book of etiquette has been her guide through her young life.